welcome to another rousing episode of the Ed Dye Podcast with me, Ed Dye, and with me as always,
rigor mortis.
And we are here and
to suck
your blood.
blood. Nothing else.
Oh, yes, blood.
Nothing else.
unless there's something else I need to.
Anyway.
Just get me on Twitter, baby. Wank, wank. I mean, wink, wink.
Hit me up on my DMs on Instagram.
Yo, what's up? No, but seriously, we are here to talk about Bloodsuckers. We're doing the top five, another top five list, top five of our favorite vampire movies and top five worst vampire movies in our opinion.
Bloodsucker, right?
Bloodsucker.
Bloodsucker, yes.
Nothing more.
Don't move up one letter on the B to a C and make it something else, sucker.
Yeah, I mean, it depends how much you give us a drink.
So. And that's who joins us for the film ones is almost always Jose from the band Discipline Theory.
What's up?
Well, you guys can check out at www.disciplinetheory.com or just look them up on Facebook. So we're going to talk about movies. Now, I'm going to say generally vampires. I mean, if you really want to stretch it, we could stretch it to a movie that includes a vampire, but I really, let's try to keep it very vampire-ish. Right.
Can we start off with the worst that we've seen?
You want to do the worst first?
I think so.
On three, ready?
Oh, you want to, wait, we're doing top five. Name, I'm pretty sure we can all agree on this one. Well, you want to go first?
On three. I know what everyone's...
Something that's on everyone's list?
Say it.
Just say it.
Twilight series.
Well, I was thinking about excluding that one.
I actually have it in my number five.
They're not real vampires, but potentially,
Well, I'm excluding Twilight from my list only because I feel like it's just not a vampire movie. But what's that, your number five, Ed?
My number five is the entire series of Twilight. Not one movie, but the entire goddamn series.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Like princesses.
Yeah. I'm
last I checked, vampires burn in the sunlight, not become freaking super freaking glisten.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's something else. That's San Francisco.
Dazzler.
Yeah, and I feel like just it was so badly acted, and oh god, it's just so terrible. The set design looked like it was made by like a freshman in high school.
The story I get, because I've seen the books. I have friends who've read the books even before the movie came out. I get where the story was going. I just feel like the production of the movie could have been better. The acting could have been better. The story is obviously, yes, as much as people, it's going to pain people for me to say this. It's a kid's story.
Right.
It's barely a high school. If you're in senior year and reading this and thinking this is the best thing ever, you dumb.
Right. Well, my number five for the worst vampire movies, a lot of people are probably going to kill me for this one, but it's John Carpenter's Vampires.
What?
I know.
It had a sequel.
Los Muertos with Bon Jovi.
With
whatever.
Bon Jovi,
that
yes.
one's terrible.
And the son from Family Matters.
Oh my God, you're right. Eddie's in that.
Yes. And he becomes a vampire after she gives him head. And he goes, yo, bro, you ain't never lived till you've been sucked the way she sucked me. He says something along those lines.
But yeah, it just didn't do it for me. I think it's the weakest of all John Carpenter's films. It's even weaker than Ghost of Mars. And even the Ghost of Mars is a masterpiece. I don't know why I'm even saying that. But I feel like just Vampires is just, I always thought it was like just a dull movie. I mean, it just didn't do it for me.
You know what the best part about that is? That's an honorable mention on my favorite list.
Oh my good Lord.
But you know what it is for me? That's a comic book movie.
That
if you watch that, you almost are like, yo, this must have been based on a comic book because the characters are very, very straightforward.
Right.
They're very cookie cutter, which is fine, but because he was basically making an action film. Well, a lot of times he's going for mood. This one he was going for more action, street, more in your face kind of movie, not a dark kind of
like
thriller.
They Live, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it was more along those veins, exactly.
I just got kind of frustrated. It's just like between like the electric guitars and just like the, like, you know, just somebody call for an ass whooping. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was just kind of, I don't know.
I thought the vampire looked pretty badass though.
Yeah.
She was hot.
Oh yeah, she was. Yeah.
And there was a Baldwin in it.
All right. Yeah. What's your number four?
My number four. As much as the original series was great and dark, they lost it when they made the movie Dark Shadows.
With Johnny interesting. Depp, the Tim Burton one.
They killed it. And when I say killed it, I don't mean the way people use the phrase they killed it. Because to me, when you say they killed it, it means literally you ruined it. If the band's on stage and someone goes, dude, they're killing it, I think to myself, wow, they suck, huh?
I mean, it is a Tim Burton movie. I mean, it doesn't really make
it
dark.
Wasn't dark. It was it was a comedy. They turned it into a comedy. A movie that honestly, if I saw Dark Shadows and it was made in the vein of the way they did Interview with the Vampire, mm-hmm. the movie, I think that would have been perfect. Yeah. But he went to comedic, and I guess he just thought it was too dark or it wasn't going to make sense. And that's where I say, well, if you thought that, then you just shouldn't have made it.
No, did you ever watch the original one?
The original. I've watched some of the original shows. I even watched when they did the remake of it, like in the early 90s, I think, with Ben Cross, I think was the name of the main actor who was playing Barnabas Collins.
Right, right.
It had style. Oh, yeah. You know who else was in that?
Who?
Barnabas Collins was played by Ben Cross. The young boy, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, was the little boy in the series, in the remake.
I don't know if it was the guy that played Barnabas or the guy that played Lurch. Narrates the Incredible Hulk's TV show opening.
Oh, yeah?
One of those big bastards, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
I'm thinking to myself, it's bling, 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 bling.
Boom. Yeah, yeah.
What's yours, number four?
Well, my number four... All right, this one is going to break my heart because this is my style of movie. This is the type of movies that I love.
But this isn't your worst?
Yeah, it's in my worst. No. Worst. Vampire in Brooklyn.
I actually was thinking about that.
This one really breaks my heart.
I love me Eddie Murphy, man.
I love movies that take place of old New York, you know, the New York before the 2000s.
Before it was cleaned up, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
I love old hooker cocaine New York.
And I just love urban horror. I've always loved it. Like, I've always loved horror movies like Death by Temptation, like stuff like that. Like,
there's because, you know, it is that era of New York and just the era of movies, the city itself is a character.
Exactly.
Is what it is. It's not just the set piece. It's a whole character. Right. It's a mood maker.
And I feel like Wes Craven, the tone of the film was like comedic, like obviously has Eddie Murphy or whatever. I think the mistake was that Wes should have made this a serious movie and not have Eddie Murphy in it.
I think it would have worked with Eddie Murphy because Eddie Murphy can act. But I think the problem is it was early on in his career where everyone just seeing Eddie Murphy as comedy.
Right, right. And also remember, like, he played different roles in the movie.
If you would have put Denzel up in there,
Forget about it, yeah. But, like, the thing I hated is, like, remember he played, like, different characters?
Fuck that shit. Billy Dee Williams.
Oh, it would have been a rap.
That would be a Dracula remake.
Yeah, that would have been much.
But yeah, no, I get what you're saying. But yeah, like, definitely.
He played...
There was so much potential for this movie to be a serious arc. It didn't even have to be scary. It could have just been straight up dark dramatic.
Right. Remember, like, he played, like, different roles, like, as if, like, this was the Nutty Professor. Remember that? He played, like, five different characters in that movie.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And, like, yeah, exactly. And he did the same thing with Vampire in Brooklyn. That's not a horror movie. That's a comedy. Like, it's just...
Pretty much, yeah.
And it was so... And, like, it was... I'm so pissed because A Vampire in Brooklyn is such a great concept. And they just fucked this movie to death. You know what? Fuck that movie, dude.
Like, oh my god. My number three?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this? 1995's Dracula Dead and Loving It. As much as I love it,
dude,
as a vampire movie, I love me. Just as you picked
Mel
Vampire
Brooks.
In Brooklyn and liked it but hated it. That's the same way I feel about that.
Mel Brooks.
What about Kiss of the Vampire with Nicolas Cage?
No.
I don't remember that one.
No. No, but Dracula Dead and Loving It, Leslie Nielsen was the main vampire.
Right.
This is towards, and it's funny because Leslie Nielsen started off his career as a serious, like, character actor. It wasn't until he did The Naked Gun and then started doing stuff after that. He just started getting older. He goes, like, what the hell? Let me have fun.
Yeah.
But they stretched it too much. It became It was too much joke after joke.
Right. The blood in it was pretty cool.
Yes.
It was like absurd amount of blood.
But I did like how they made fun of other movies, though. I thought it was great. It was definitely. Yeah. I thought it had character. It was funny. But it's bad funny.
Yeah. The jokes got dumb after a while. It just gets to the point that, like, he's rising from, like, the coffin. He hits his head on a chandelier. Like, that's not funny.
It's like hearing a Yo Mama joke.
Right.
Again.
Right. The only part that had me cracking up was when the little squirmy dude,
I forgot his name, little squirrely dude. He wakes up to like a bunch of like vampire women like groping him, and he's just like, oh, he's like ravage me. Like, it's like the funniest thing. Like, the little pervert just wakes up and has a bunch of women on him.
Oh my gosh.
I forgot his name, but he's like, ravage and caress my body. Like, it was like the most like dumbest.
What's dream. Your number three? I can't even.
Do you remember that scene?
Yeah, I can't remember the guy's name.
I mean, I was kind of hating on him. It's like, damn, he does not deserve that. All right, my number three is Dusk Till Dawn 3, The Hangman's Daughter.
That was horrible. Oh my gosh.
Yes. So you agree?
The sequels are just horrible. Blood Money and. That one, yeah.
Those movies just progressively got worse until they finally said, why don't we just make a series?
Right. I kind of enjoyed Blood Money a little bit. Just a little bit. But, it is, yeah, yeah. But Hangman's Daughter was just, like, awful. Like,
I just kind of wonder, who the hell gave you money to make this? Because things have to be produced. Who the fuck gave you money?
Oh, God, it was so awful.
Like, dude. Seriously, I want to know. I really want a list of who gave you money. Because if you give that shit money, you will definitely give me money for my great
without
ideas.
Without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt. Yes. So
and then I'll just yell at them, you gave that piece of shit money, why can't I get some money?
Oh, yeah.
Give me half.
Yeah, it was garbage.
My number two, and I feel, and it's funny, because this actually, I was looking online, this actually makes a list for good movies for vampires. I thought it was, no, because I thought they went far away from the vampire, and they missed the mark on the whole point of the movie by changing the ending, was I Am Legend from 2007.
Oh, my God. That is so funny, dude.
They barely made it a vampire movie. It was pretty much just a zombie movie.
Yes, they did, yeah.
With the French Prince of Bel-Air trying to find a cure.
Oh, my good Lord. Yeah, yeah.
What you doing here, Fred?
Yeah, and the Bob Marley references and shit. It was just so bad, dude. It's a complete stretch from Vincent Price's Last Man on Earth.
Yes.
Complete stretch from Omega Man. Like, it's
and just the title book, I Am Legend, by Richard Matheson. They totally missed the whole point.
So bad, dude.
By that ending.
Yeah.
Even the Vincent Price one gets it. The whole thing about how I'm the monster, not them.
Right, right.
You didn't get that at the end of this
movie. Not at all. Yeah, and the creatures looked awful, dude.
Oh, yeah. I've played Sega Genesis
so
before.
Bad. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it looked like straight up Sega Genesis. Like, it was so bad. I actually heard something that it was, at least at that time, I don't know if this is an outdated fact, but it was the most expensive movie that was shot in New York City. Ever or something
I think
like that.
So because I think they had to do a lot of CGI because the scenes where he's driving in the city and having to take so many things out and taking people out and background stuff out. I think that could be correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Complete garbage. Which is kind of funny because my number two is I Am Legend.
Same one?
Same one. This happened again. Just complete garbage, dude. I hate it. I hate every second about it. And I wish that movie just never existed.
Before we get to number one, any honorable mentions for worst vampire movies?
I don't think any of them are worth mentioning. Do you guys have any?
I have something called American Vampire from 1997. I got a screener copy of this. Freaking Adam West is in it.
Yeah.
I got to see if I can find the link. There's a 60-second clip in the movie where you see a vampire sucking on him, and Adam West comes busting and goes, "Stop that sucking!" That's how bad this movie.
Carmen Electra, right?
Carmen Electra's in it. Yeah, you see, he remembers seeing this movie.
Right, right.
No one see it. Trevor something was like the main. I wasn't sure on the storyline. It looks like it's like this young teen guy is like house sitting. And shit happens. That's about all I could tell you.
Yeah, bad ones. Lost Boys 2.
Oh my God.
The Tribe?
The Tribe.
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
One of them was still alive at the time, right?
Both of them, yeah.
Right, right. One of them passed away, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Haim. Okay. Haim, right.
Wrong one.
Right. Right. Oh, my good Lord. All right, number one.
Should I go first?
Go ahead.
Modern Vampire from 1999. No one remembers this. Here's a story. Vampire Hunter goes to Los Angeles and hires a Los Angeles thug gang to help him find and kill the vampires. Side note of this movie, Craig Ferguson is in it as a vampire. There's a scene where they go to a vampire club and he's like, shaking. Like, they got a person in a cage and he's like trying to scare the guy.
That's
it was
so crazy.
Pure cheese. cheese.
90s cheese? Like
1990? No, just cheese. It could be any era. This could be like,
oh my lord.
This could have been 1492. Columbus would have been like, that is cheese.
A complete what is it? Just utter trash.
Basura. Rubbish.
Wow. All right, man. My number one, again, this might be one that you guys might jump over the table and attack me
for.
Oh,
my God.
And a lot of people, each time I say this, they're just like, you don't know what you're talking about. But here we go. Screw it. It is Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Hold him down.
Ford Coppola's.
I'm about to shove my fist in his nose.
Yeah, that movie is I think it's the worst vampire movie I've ever seen. Now, hear me out on this one. Visually, it's beautiful.
Yes.
Visually, it is gorgeous.
I have
absolutely gorgeous.
Oceans
son,
of time.
But son, why did they put titties on Dracula's head? Nah,
wait, I got a better question for you.
Nah.
What made him think that Ted Theodore Logan from the Wild Stallions would have been a great Brit? And what made him think that?
I mean, his age,
they could have gotten like Ewan McGregor to play the guy who probably would have been done a great job.
It's just, God.
Music.
Okay, the movie, it wasn't that bad.
Gary Oldman was dead
Gary
on.
Gary Oldman is great.
He's a
Gary
badass.
Gary Oldman is amazing. But why do they put titties on his head, man? They straight up put a pair of titties on my man's head. How are you going to do that to Commissioner Gordon?
I want to suck your blood and then you can suck my skull nipples.
Oh, my God. Keanu Reeves was great. I mean, he was awful. What am I saying great? This movie's just, he was awful. And then, like, I understand what they were trying to do. They're trying to stick to the book by having, like, the shape-shifting Dracula thing. He turns into a werewolf. He turns into, like, a bat or whatever. But, it just seems so B-movie.
This boy, you just straight up hated Francis. Bram Stoker's Dracula. Just hated the...
Yeah, I just thought it was bad. And just what really just pissed me off was...
And it's Francis Ford Coppola, too.
Exactly. It's just the titties on the head, bro. That's just what got
me. And there
me.
He goes. He's holding a picture of the head titties on
the head
for me.
The head titties. I just don't understand.
But the makeup was wonderful.
And
like,
nice
he looks old as hell, though.
And like the thing that pissed me off is that they're actually nice-looking titties.
Better than the three bitches.
Better than that.
It's like he should have been wearing the head.
The writers went too much.
Yeah,
he should have been wearing the head bra like in Weird Science.
Yeah.
So,
ceremonial.
Right.
Going with that, let's start our top five favorite movies. My number five favorite movie is Bram Stoker's Dracula.
No freaking way, dude. Yes. Why does this happen?
Your number one
why?
Was my number five.
Oh my God. It's so frustrating.
And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why, people. Let me, understand this. Head titties. Your reason for hating it? No. I thought visually it's a great movie.
Yes.
It's pretty close to the book. I mean, it does have its freedoms here and there.
The beginning is completely made up.
Yeah. I mean, they've taken here and there, but it's because they were using some of the original Dracula lore and storyline and everything. I thought it was a great movie. I think, honestly, I really think something like that would have been great. Great. I think it's a great movie. I think it would have been an even greater miniseries, a 6-part miniseries.
Oh, good point.
Without the head titties.
Yeah.
And just the visuals, I just thought were great, especially when they're going for, what's her name? The girl that dies, the friend.
Oh,
Lucy.
Right.
Yeah, when they're going to get her, and just the way they shot certain things, I thought it was great.
Oh, yeah.
What's your number five best?
Well, all right. My top five vampire list... There's just so many, but I can only squeeze it into five. So right off the bat, I'm going to have to start off with Let Me In.
I almost put that in, too.
Yeah.
Wait, original?
No, man. The American version.
The American version?
The American version was a lot more convincing, dude. In my opinion, I just...
Culture.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe
because like, I wasn't reading the subtitles. And the kid, he's actually the same actor from the movie The Road with Viggo Mortensen. And he's actually a good actor. And he actually
He played Nightcrawler in the last X-Men movie.
Holy shit. That's right. He's an adult now.
Yeah. Almost. I guess. I don't know how old he is.
Well,
but,
yeah. But like, he's old enough to play Nightcrawler. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he actually was great. That he actually sold me. And what's her name? Chloe Grace Montez, whatever.
Oh my God. Yeah.
She was great in that too. She was really good.
I thought the movie was. I liked the. No, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I liked the original one. I think the American one, like I said, culture.
Yeah.
Some things don't necessarily make sense for the original one, like pool at night.
Right.
Ain't no 12-year-old kid going to no pool at night anywhere around here.
Right. And it takes place in like the snowy.
snowy that, part. Yeah, yeah, it's because right. it's Norwegian. It's like
But no, but the newer, but the American version, I think, takes place in like the snowy region of like the Midwest or something like that. Yeah, I don't remember.
Like Montana or some shit.
Yeah, but yeah, man.
Number four, it's a tie for me. As much as the movies are different as hell from each other, they're technically still kind of the same, and that's 1922's and 1979's Nosferatu.
Oh shit.
I would have put in the worst. It was just boring. It was too bright, not dark. It was like, might as well have like a daylight, not vampire.
Yeah, it's a very bright movie. That is true. Bum, bum, bum,
bum. He's taking shots at your movie, man.
I know it's bright. I know it's a bright movie, but where he talks about how it's slow and moving,
mm-hmm.
so is the original Nosferatu. It's a very moody movie.
Mm-hmm.
My ass will sit there for a 10-minute scene of somebody walking across the room. I will do that. I will do that.
But there is a version of the old Nosferatu with the Type O Negative soundtrack.
Yes, we spoke about before. That. Yeah, we mentioned that.
Nice microphone.
Yeah, yeah. We spoke about that with our Halloween episode.
We with this with the Type O Negative Pete Steele microphone. When yeah. we're doing our podcast, we keeps it real.
We really do. Yes, I'm literally holding Pete Steele's microphone.
What's your number four?
My number four is George Romero's Martin.
You know, I wasn't sure where to place that. I was thinking yeah. of putting it, but then I'm like,
which technically isn't a vampire movie.
It is, and it isn't.
But exactly,
because we because yeah. is it all
depends
in the
your definition of vampire? Because they're all different
That's
kinds.
True.
I mean, you get Christians, Catholics.
That's right.
Body of Christ, blood of Christ, you're drinking person's blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. I guess, I mean, like, this is a, I mean, he's a vampire within his head, and he may not use his teeth, he uses a syringe or whatever, but, you know, I guess it's considered a vampire movie.
No, I definitely would put it, I was actually was considering that to put on my list somewhere, but I was like, then thinking about it, I'm like, it wouldn't be in the top five, I'd probably have it in the top 10 or top 10, 15, yeah. but not in the five.
Yeah. What's yours?
My number three, because we're on three already,
mm-hmm.
is Lost Boys.
Of course. I knew one. You were going to pick that.
Speaking of Lost Boys, Dissident Theory has released a free download on Halloween of our cover of Cry Little Sister, available at Reverb Nation.
Yeah, you can get it at Reverb Nation or was it Bandcamp?
Hell yeah.
Just go to the DissonantTheory.com. The links are there to go to everything and check it out. It's a free download.
Sweet.
Hey, trick or treat.
Hell yeah. Oh yeah, it's a perfect song
it
to listen
be way
to
after,
like,
but yeah.
on your way to a Halloween party or to mosh at a Halloween party.
Even if you go take a dump, put the song on. What's your number three?
Talk on Lost Boys.
Lost Boys.
Like, what, well, I mean, like,
it's classic. It's almost the same reason
yeah.
Return of the Living Dead was great. It's the same reason there. It's years later, because Return of the Living Dead was 84,
mm-hmm.
84, 85. 2 to 3 years later, the whole music scene and teenagers changed. It wasn't so much punk as it was a little more rebellious youth.
Metal, yeah.
A little more, it's a little more on the metal side. And now you got these group of like metally punk rebellious kids trying to pull this kid and make him one of them. So you relate, because you relate to the kid, not... You see him at home not relating to his parents, and then you see him being pulled into this group, but while you're like, yeah, that group is cool, you're still kind of like, I don't trust that kid.
Yeah, of course.
All right. God.
Well, on my list, I have to go with Near Dark, which is a badass movie. I'm not... No. Catherine Bigelow.
No, but Ridley Scott did Aliens. Half the cast from Aliens is in there, to the point where Near Dark's director went to Ridley Scott and was like, yo, you're not going to get pissed that I got like half your cast.
Yeah,
like, soon as you're done filming... I start filming.
Yeah. Lance Henriksen, Bill Pullman. Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton.
Silverback. That played Silverback.
He looking like a beat up polecat. I can't remember what the line was.
But yeah, man.
I do remember the
great.
One line when they're attacking the people in the bar and he's about
so
to bite
good.
The guy and he's like, oh, I hate it when they ain't been shaved.
Who
wants to bite down on stubble?
Yeah, that was a great movie though, dude. I really recommend it for people.
I think it's great.
Mm.
And like I said, another movie that has little nuances to the character, each character's year that they became a vampire without being so, they're being subtle without being so in your face about it.
Yes, and it's Nathan Petrelli.
Who's that?
Nathan Petrelli.
Who is that?
Heroes.
Oh, who's he playing that?
He's the cowboy guy. He's the guy.
Oh, Caleb.
Yeah.
Caleb. Yeah.
He's the senator guy, right? From Heroes? Oh, I never even made that connection.
Yeah. Cool, man. Now we're on to our twos, right?
Number two. Here's a movie that I know Jose has seen. And I'm going to let him, if he remembers it, I'm going to let him tell you about it. Innocent Blood.
Oh, wow.
Was it Don Rickles? Yeah, it's a woman
vampire.
It was like a comedy, though.
It was a comedy, but it was also straightforward.
It was John Landis, right?
I believe it was John Landis. A female becomes a vampire, and she's trying to go after, I think, the guy who did her.
Who killed her husband?
She's going revenge. So there's like a mob tie into it. There's a great scene where, like, the mob boss has become a vampire. He's about to kill someone on Don Rickles' lawn. He goes, come on, please, man. You're my friend, not on my front lawn, man.
I know this movie.
It was a different approach, because almost all the movies were almost always males,
right,
or women being straight up sexual, where she actually was straight up hunting. She wasn't just, I'm out killing people. She had a purpose for what she was doing.
That's sick. Wow.
And she had this great, there was something with the eyes, I remember, that just made
her
stick out.
Were they all black?
They was black, or they were full out one color. They were kind of cat eye looking, if I remember.
Oh, isn't the cover of the movie like her face?
Yes.
Right. Yes. And she has like really full lips and like the, mm-hmm. the yeah. Right. Yeah, I know that movie. My number two is The Addiction. Abel Ferrara's The Addiction.
I don't remember if I saw that or not, actually.
Which Abel Ferrara is my favorite filmmaker. And The Addiction is just this gritty, again, New York City movie. It's all black and white, starring Christopher Walken. Christopher Walken, he bites one of his college students in the movie, and she turns into a vampire. But the movie really captures like that whole like yuppie New York City, like when New York City started becoming like this like yuppie central with all these like
the changeover from criminal to people right. having more money and everything.
Right,
yeah.
right, and like and it just the movie's bloody, it's crazy, but the black and white in it just captures such a sophistication to the film that it just comes out absolutely beautiful. But good luck trying to watch it, because the movie is not even in print.
Are you serious?
Yep, VHS only. The Addiction. Abel Ferrara, definitely.
I know here in New York, there's that one place I used to hit up out on Long Island on 112 Video. I wonder if they have it. But this is a place that they take $50 off your credit card and hold on to until you return that VHS.
Oh, hell no.
So they're like, no, you taking this. But we holding some collateral, son.
Word.
All right, so we're down to number one. Let's do some honorable mentions. One of my honorable mentions we mentioned in before was John Carpenter's Vampires.
Oh, my good Lord.
A Polish vampire in Burbank.
Oh, my God. That is an old school, obscure to some people movie.
Oh, wow.
Love at First Bite with Jim Carrey.
That's First Bitten.
First Bitten,
there
yes.
we go.
What was Love at First Bite? No, Love at First Bite is Richard Chamberlain?
No,
what's
that's
his?
The orange guy.
Yeah.
George. Hamilton.
George Hamilton.
Oh, nice.
There's a whole scene where the Jewish guy realizes that he's a vampire, and he goes, do you know what this is? And he's reaching into his necklace, and he's like, no, thinking it's a cross. What is it? What you got there? Some Wolfgang? David, what do you say to that? I say to yourself, find a nice Jewish guy. Also, my honorable mention is Blackula.
Oh, hell yeah.
You got to give it up to the first black,
nice.
Straightforward black Prince of Darkness vampire man.
Yeah. My honorable mention is A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, a black and white
really?
Movie. Yeah, very good, very good, very artsy. And my second one is Kiss of the Damned, very sexy.
Kiss, that's funny because
movie.
Another honorable mention of mine is Queen of the Damned.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, there we go. All right.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. Yeah, we have to.
And for all you toe fanatics out there, you got to love the scene where Quentin Tarantino gets a whole mouthful of Salma Hayek foot.
All right, let's start off with number one.
Number one.
I'll go first?
Yeah, go first, number
cool.
one. No, wait, let me go first.
All right, go ahead.
My number one, because we discussed it already.
Oh.
Near Dark.
Oh, my good Lord, there we go. Sweet, fair enough.
It was, you know what it was about the movie that I liked? It was vampires without saying, hi, we're vampires.
Exactly, yeah. And it also killed the whole gothic thing about vampires.
It was almost like, it was very... Because what year was that? That was the same year as Lost Boys.
80s, yeah. 84?
No, 87. I think they were both, uh-huh. both 87. It's they took a very modern approach to right, that part right. of thing. Where the Lost Boys took the young boy, teenager aspect, mm-hmm. this one took a very on-the-run family aspect right. to it.
Right, yeah. I feel like Near Dark did to vampire movies what grunge music did to a hair metal, dude. They mm-hmm. just completely just, yeah.
They say, yeah, we can exist like this, too.
Exactly. My number one, it's a little biased because I work for the dude, but it's this movie called Habit.
Habit? I haven't seen it yet, actually.
It's my boss.
I thought you were going to say Steakland.
No. Well, that's also an honorable mention. I forgot about that. But my boss, Larry Fessenden, directed, acted, and wrote this movie called Habit. It takes place in New York City, again, in the 90s. And the interesting part about it is that he plays an alcoholic man who is down on his luck. He's losing all his friends, and he's very, like, lonely. And he meets this one girl, and every minute, every second, they're having sex like wild bunnies. The thing is, though, after a while, he's convinced that the girl is a vampire, and he's trying to prove to his friends that the girl's a vampire, and he within himself doesn't even know she really is a vampire. And in the movie,
so the movie's a lot about him being torn, trying to figure
exactly.
it out, thinking and, he's going out of his mind, bothering.
Right. And Habit. And in the movie, he never finds out. He never, you, the audience, never find out if the girl that he's banging
is very ambiguous.
Exactly. Yeah, you never find out if she's a vampire or not. So it's a movie about loneliness.
It's left into interpretation for you, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It's about loneliness. It's about isolation.
It's a psychological take on vampires.
Without a doubt. And it's very low budget.
And from the victim, I guess, too, right? It's a victim's point of view here.
Yeah, it's all through his perspective. It was done for, like, zero money. Like, he said that the budget was, like, insane. Like, a lot of the people, a lot of the crew, they all wore multiple hats. They all had to do, like, the producer was, like, also the sound guy. Like,
I thought you were going
to
say the producer was also craft services.
Yeah. You never know. So
he's like, yo, I'm giving you this. You better get this scene right. You need a sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're looking for like a gory, like straight up horror movie, this is not it. But if you're looking for a good film all in general, a well made, you know, almost Polanski ish type of movie, check out Habit.
Actually, it's funny. Any other movies that we can mention? It's funny you said Polanski because that makes me think The Fearless Vampire Slayers.
That's right, dude. Another honorable mention.
Then there's always those weird vampire movies that it's like, I don't even want to put it on the list because I'm not sure where it's at, like Vampire Lesbos. Things like that.
Right.
The Hunger, because it's like
The Hunger.
That's great.
That's right.
But that kind of sucks, but it's great.
Right. Salem's Lot, isn't that also?
Salem's Lot. Yeah. Another one. The remake and the original. Again, another one of those things where it's like, I like it. You have issues with it, but I like it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, these are ones that would be if we're doing top tens.
Yeah.
I mean, if any of you guys out there think there's any movies we missed or any movies we're stupid for putting on our list.
Comment.
Or something we totally didn't mention. Yeah. Let us know. Comment on our, you know, on our Twitter, our Facebook, our Instagram, my sack, on the bathroom wall, wherever you can find us.
All that you want. Whatever you want to suck on.
Because it's all about the vampires. Buh, buh, buh.